Last week, I talked about making vocabulary lists and flashcards in order to reach your language learning goals, that is, fluency. This is the end game, right? Well, this might be a dangerous way to think. I find that when it comes to languages, there really is no end game. That can sound either frustrating or exciting, but as a word geek, I find it pretty exciting knowing there's always something new to learn. There's always a new expression or word just waiting to be discovered. The problem can often be remembering these new words and phrases. There are, after all, so damn many of them. So, today, I want to give you some short lists to inspire your learning. There are many ways you can make your lists. As I mentioned last week, you can group words by type, adjectives, nouns, etc. Or you could group your words by topic, work, business, science, family, etc. Then there are the pronunciation patterns, the A sound, the H sound. When is it silent? When is it hard? The K sound, again, silent, hard. By making these lists, you will also begin to see patterns, common endings and sounds, which will give you a greater understanding of the language. Basic adverbs. Hopefully. Hopefully. Likely. Likely. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Definitely. Definitely. Probably. Probably. Luckily. Luckily. Unluckily. Unluckily. Carefully. Carefully. Cheerfully. Cheerfully. Happily. Happily. Eagerly. Eagerly. Lazily. Lazily. Hurriedly. Hurriedly. Quickly, quickly, slowly, slowly. With the first list, you can see a clear pattern. The common ending for adverbs in English is this L-Y ending. Basic nouns. Loneliness, loneliness. Togetherness, togetherness. Openness. Openness. Closeness. Closeness. Mindfulness. Mindfulness. Hopelessness. Hopelessness. Likeliness. Likeliness. Unlikeliness. Unlikeliness. Quietness. Quietness. Liveliness, liveliness, greatness, greatness, illness, illness, fitness, fitness. Here we have a new common ending, ness. Next, we have a list of nouns based around the topic of work. A job. A job interview. A job interview. A workplace. A workplace. An employee. An employee. An employer. An employer. A co-worker. Colleague. A co-worker. Colleague. A boss, a boss. A department, a department. An office, an office. A desk, a desk. A meeting, a meeting. A canteen, a canteen. A project, a project. A salary, A. Salary. A contract. A contract. Okay, and finally, I'm going to give you an example of a pronunciation list. The English H, silent after W. Where, what, why, whether, which. Silent H at the start of a word. Our, honor, honest. Silent after G. Ghost, ghetto. Silent after R. Rhino, rhyme. Hard H or ha ha. It's from your throat here. Ha 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 ha. Help. Ha 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 ha. Help. Hands. Happy. Home. Hello. House. Horse. The idea here is to continue to add to your lists. So, each time you come across a new word, you can, for example, add it to your list depending on the pronunciation. And there are not really any rules here. It's simply a case of taking each word one by one. You can take each vowel and many of the consonants and make a list for each one. And this is a great way to put some focus on a very specific and important part of the language. Do you have any more ideas for lists or ways to learn new vocabulary? Drop a comment below.